With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the food crisis in Gaza. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the biggest challenge is preventing Hamas terrorists from stealing food shipments and reselling them on the black market.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu about this myself, and he is resolved, of course, to make sure that aid is delivered. The nation of Israel and the U.S. will be involving now the latest development, I believe, is Samaritan's Purse will be involved. And they have credibility on the world stage. They have delivery mechanisms and systems that have been proven in times of crisis everywhere around the world, and that'll be a great development. I think a lot more aid will be delivered, but of course they're going to need military assistance because the terrorists are stealing it.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The Trump administration wins an appeal in a high-profile case over immigrant deportations.
The 2-1 decision from a federal 3-judge panel vacates a previous ruling from U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. Last April, Boasberg found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court in a case involving deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, as planes were already en route to El Salvador. The administration denied violating his order. The appellate court ruling overrules the finding. In reaction on social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the decision, quote, a major victory, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
In Austin, Texas, a third attempt to reach a quorum failed. Texas Republicans convened again today in their efforts to vote on new congressional voting maps. House Democrats remain a no-show in the state capitol, more than 50 of them fleeing the state. The Republican-led state House has approved civil arrest warrants for the missing lawmakers. This is SRN News. A state athletic organization goes all in on transgenderism.
USA Fencing recently announced it will not allow men to compete in the women's divisions. But the Minnesota chapter didn't like that and has responded by declaring they'll have no divisions. All fencers, men and women, will have to compete against each other in one large open category. Minnesota Fencing has released a statement criticizing USA Fencing's transgender ban and referring to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli airline El Al reporting that its Paris office has been vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti. Corporate officials are calling the act deeply disturbing. As tensions between France and Israel run high, the graffiti was discovered Thursday morning. The El Al offices were unoccupied at the time of the incident, and no one was harmed. Back in May, several Jewish sites across Paris were defaced. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice upped the reward it's offering for information that leads to the arrest of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro to $50 million.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a video posted to X, quote, he is one of the largest narco traffickers in the world and a threat to our national security. Therefore, we've doubled his reward to $50 million. The Biden administration previously set the award amount at $25 million, which was an increase from the first Trump administration when officials offered $15 million for information that led to Maduro. Maduro was indicted in 2020 on U.S. charges of narco-terrorism for allegedly attempting to weaponize cocaine by flooding U.S. communities with the drug. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Japanese warships docking in New Zealand's capital for the first time in almost 90 years. Japan's military recently participated in war games in Sydney with New Zealand and Australia. Japan seeking to deepen military ties amid regional tensions. More details at srnnews.com.